Welcome to episode 10 of season 10 of the WOA FM 99 radio show. A big one today because we have an artist in the studio joining me. Stick around to know who the artist is because he'll be coming in after a couple of songs on the show. So we're kicking off the show with a song called Long Way to Go by Victoria Watts. I think it's a great song to start the show with. So Victoria Watts kicking off the show with Long Way to Go, followed by Scotty Chams with his song Hopes and Dreams. Now Scotty Chams is more rap. It's not very aggressive rap. It's very chilled out rap, I think. Very cool track. Followed by Richard Kruger, all the way from Chicago, who is our featured artist today, with a song A Short One on Life. Now this is Americana, and Americana is one of my favorite genres, by the way. After Richard Kruger, we've got Gravity by the band Inner Call. It's got elements of Muse, I think. So tell me what you think of this song. Tell me who these guys remind you of, or are they completely original, if you think. And coming in at number 5 after Gravity by Inner Call is Wasted Love by a band called Romantic Era. Now this is more dance, more electronica. Ending the show today, last but not least, is Carl Baudouin with his song Forever in My Heart. Now this is also probably folk rock. I think you could call this folk, maybe Americana, but more folk, I suppose. Well, that's the show for today, and stick around to know who our special artist who's going to be in the studio today. So this is Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day. Here I am.
goals, hopes and dreams. I mean, it's unrealistic. I'm not trying to be mean, I wasn't trying to be realistic. I'm real as shit slick, so listen up now, so as to get the gist.
Yo, I mean, that's all fine and dandy. Priorities have shifted and I get it, understanding. Ultimately, I mean, it's all the same thing. Was already pretty lonely, now I'm extremely dealing with my demons unevenly. But the problem is being social doesn't help me out. Grinding in the studio is what I'm all about. Sad, but at the same time, what can you really do? Nothing, so think of rhymes for you. So do things you enjoy, but for corporate I'm employed and I'm trying to get out. And yeah, I've got my doubts. Music, without you I would die. We all got an escape, mine is spitting bold on this tape. While I vape, a touch of soul is what I ain't. It's a part of me, some people like to party, please. I have my own way. Yeah, I just do it from a distance with this shit. So fair enough, I've accepted that I need to be alone, but I won't accept the loneliness so cold on your own. It's understandable, they all sold cannibals. I just sold cannabis bowls. Everybody acts like they get the gist, but nobody knows shit. Yeah, nobody knows shit. Disregard the bad vibes and treat them fair game. But I've always been a nice guy. I mean, I've always been a nice guy, a depressed white guy, rapping on these sad vibes. And yeah, they think this substance was my downfall. Like one day I'll have a case going on in town hall. I'm depressed, that's it. Talking about corruption, I see it now in everything, and you see it in nothing. Cause once you actually focus, you can't unnotice. Once you stop turning your blind eye from your perfect little lives, you realize just how bad the world is. I can't be happy about it. I never understood how everybody could disregard and ignore it. I envy them living so blissfully, extorted, slit wrist, denied. Don't worry, I won't die, but I mean it's too different now. I can't connect with these people, cause all they fed is bullshit. Pretend like we all equal, so everything they say is the same. Am I talking to this person, or to everything they hate? The parents or their siblings, role models, or the media they save. It was from a young age, patriotism is religion. Wasn't my decision, and nobody noticed. I was too late to the party, it already started. So call me a conspiracist, but not thinking about this shit is the crazy part. Cause when I thought of this, I dropped my shit to spit. I'm saying, what about your goals and your hopes and your dreams? I mean, it's unrealistic, they not trying to be mean. But I mean, I'm not trying to be realistic. I'm real as shit slick, I hope you feel this track. I put my soul on it. All these bitches only want platonic, cause I'm not chasing after them. Or take them on ironic, I'm on chronic. And all they want is clashy shit, I ain't even got a car. All the money goes to bars, metaphorically and literally. Then I stare at the stars, I wonder if some afar, someone has it figured out. I won't sit and pout, I'ma change the game. Whatever way I play, so I laugh when y'all say. What about your goals and your hopes and dreams? I mean, it's unrealistic, they not trying to be mean. No shit, a dream isn't realistic. Reality is real, but I'ma manifest this shit until it's in your reality. Cause this life is a fallacy, we can all do it. And now you'll see I'm proud of what I've come to be. I think I finally got the key, hopefully you can just be.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I said, we have a very, very special guest in the house today, in the studio today, and it's none other than Richard Krueger, all the way from Chicago. Richard, say hello, man.
Hello, hello. Thanks very much for having me on the radio. Nice to meet you, Oliver.
Richard, good to have you on the show, and we're loving your song, which is about hot women that you've been with.
Wild, strong women.
Strong women. Okay, we're going to be playing that song very soon. Just tell everybody who's listening in, tell us about Richard Krueger. Who is Richard Krueger and about your music? Tell us everything.
Well, Richard Krueger is a songwriter from Chicago, Illinois, who's traveled around a bit. I was born in Bedford-Stuyvesant, New York, and lived in Chicago most of my life, but also in New Mexico and in Los Angeles, Philadelphia.
Awesome.
And I like writing songs about all sorts of things.
Especially hot women, strong women.
especially strong, wild women.
Okay, good.
And one day, I hope I live long enough to thank each and every one of them personally.
Awesome. That's great. And Richard, there's one secret that people need to know. Aside from being a musician, you are a doctor.
Right. I'm a neonatologist.
That's fantastic.
I take care of sick newborn babies. I work for the University of Chicago, where I was trained.
That's great. That's great. I wanted everyone to know that, because we've got a real hero, doctor, who's also a musician, and his music is what's been playing on our show a lot. And I think Americana is a good way to, describe your music, because that it kind of covers so many aspects, doesn't it? Like Tom Petty is Americana.
Absolutely.
Great. And this is one of your first singles that you finally decided to release after spending a lot of time in music.
Yes.
Okay. And A Short One on Life is what we're going to play right now on that note, so everybody can kind of think about all the beautiful women you've been with. Okay, so here we go. A Short One on Life by Richard Krueger coming up. Stick around, because Richard's still going to be hanging out in the studio.
She walked in, she looked around, she picked me out, she spun me round. She said, kiss me now, boy, but don't ever take your eyes off me. Damn sure this story's even true. Tell me, does this kind of shit ever happen to you? Cause it ain't ever happened to me before in my whole goddamn life. Maybe, well, maybe she's just real drunk. I couldn't tell you. Me, I'd rather take what comes than try to tell a river which way to run. Cause there's only one fact that I've hewn hard for my long life. Life, well, it ain't that long. If she had a nickel, her soul was told, for every one-night wonder with a heart of gold, and a name for his cock that no thinking person would ever even name a dog. Might have had time for nice and fine things. She might have even stayed home past age 13. And with her father's long coat and his cigarettes, she hopped a freight train from Tennessee. Maybe she's just crazy. And sometimes she's just hurt. But who needs a stranger's tears? Stranger's more use for vodka and beer. And you're never gonna make me believe it's a sin. You want a warmer place to sleep. Even if just like life, he ain't that long. Well, there's folks got names for women like her. And she knows the place those kind of folks can go. The small-minded kind that like to pass judgment. Well, they can all just kiss her ass and kiss the ass of the woman. Should have been president. There ought to be a law against stupid. We stay a couple for a couple go rounds. As if two lost could ever make a found. We were hopping on and in and out for 2 years that I will never see again. But I could complain out loud how my life's unwound. If that's just the way that some lives are bound. No, you can't step into the same river twice. Don't mean you're ever gonna quit trying. And maybe, well, maybe life's meant to be crazy, sad and strange, messed up, poorly planned, and the only one you're ever gonna have. But sometimes I get a little bit lucky, and something comes along, like a short song on life. How life ain't that long. Like a short one on life. How life ain't that long. Like a short one on life. How life ain't that long. Thank you.
on a things. Gravity sings tonight. The moment I land on earth again, all those memories passing by. Secure rope on my waist. Gravity sings tonight. Freezing the void of space and time. Floating there outside. This poison wants me dear. It's faster.
I hope you enjoyed Richard's music and all the other wonderful songs we're playing on the show today. And Richard is still here with us, and we get to my favorite part of the interview, and it's called the rapid fire questions. Richard, are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's do this. So when did you first start singing?
I started singing as a child, back when in church and stuff, 7 or 8.
7 or 8. Okay, good. And did your family encourage you?
Yes, my mother sang.
Oh, that's nice. And who else in your family sings aside from your mom?
My mother and my children, both my daughter and son sing.
Okay. Who are your musical inspirations?
Probably the number one inspiration, Jacques Brel, whose music I was turned on to in about 1970, 1972,
what?
A little bit after, just hearing the English translations by Mort Schumann and Eric Blau sort of blew my mind when I was a 9-year-old kid.
Wow, so he made a big impact on you.
Huge, huge impact.
Was it his music, or was it his lyrics, or what was it?
Well, I love the music too, but the lyrics especially. I mean, when there's a song, Jacques Brel's title is Au Suivant, which means next.
Uh-huh.
And the title, the English translation of the song is Next. It was it's been recorded by many, many artists, including probably the best one in England is the Sensational Alex Harvey band.
Wow.
Back in the 70s. And, you know, the song talks about a man who loses his virginity in a brothel, an army brothel. It basically cripples him emotionally for his life. And this is a song I heard when I was, 12 or 13 years old.
Okay.
And I would sing it at the top of my voice around the house. The lyrics, the verse starts, I swear on the wet head of my first case of gonorrhea that
it's oh, God.
An ugly voice that I could never hear. And, I didn't know what gonorrhea meant at that time. I, having gone to medical school, I know quite well what it is now.
So, man.
It was amazing. And also punk. I'm a huge fan of the Sex Pistols.
Have you been to France and England? Have you?
I've been to France a couple of times.
Okay.
I've been to England a couple of times.
Nice.
I actually met Glenn Matlock in L.A.
Oh, cool.
When he was doing a show with his band, the Philistines. I just, he's the one who really wrote the Sex Pistols songs.
Right.
And he's a marvelous bass player, and he's a really great guy.
Super. So what kind of music are you listening to today?
Right now we're working on the record, so unfortunately I have to listen to my own damn music right now. But I like to listen to a lot of music of my friends. They also put out records, and I listen to them.
If we found your iPhone or your MP3 player, what embarrassing song would we find?
Oh, I try to make them all embarrassing in their own special way.
Okay.
I wouldn't say embarrassing, but odd. I mean, there was one thing that you I think is up there on the Reverb Nation page is a version of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
I spell it with a K, and it's Anarchy in the USA. It's a frailing banjo version of Anarchy. Glenn Matlock thought it sounds like this horse baying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's Tyler's guitar.
So is this something you've recorded recently?
No, this was a few years ago. This was before Tyler. Tyler's got his record coming out now.
And, right.
I just met him at an open mic in New Mexico.
And where would you most like to perform?
I'd love to play a show in London.
In London?
Yeah. The one time I played, there's a little cellar in Leicester Square.
Uh-huh.
I want to say it's called Bungie's, but I don't know if it's even there anymore.
Okay.
It's like a little cellar.
I'll tell you what, the next time you're in England and if I'm doing a gig in London, I'll call you up on stage and you can jam with me.
Sounds fantastic.
So who would you most like to open for?
I'd love to play a show with Richard Thompson.
Richard Thompson, okay.
Just a great songwriter. He's a scary guitar player.
If you weren't singing, what would you be doing? And I know you're a doctor, so what would you be doing if you were not a singer and a doctor?
If I wasn't a singer or a doctor.
Or a doctor, yeah.
I'd probably be in bed sleeping. there's not a lot of money in it, but it's fairly cheap. If I had to make a living, I'd love to work in a club. I'm going to work at a radio station, something in music.
Yeah, I totally get that. Do you play any instruments? I think you play the piano, don't you?
Sure. I play a lot of instruments.
Okay.
I play a short one. I'm playing guitar, actually, playing several guitars. But I also play banjo and ukulele, a little
cool.
bit of fiddle, piano, and harmonica. I play a lot of harmonica.
Do you have a studio in-house, or are you recording?
No, I don't. I go to a professional studio in another Chicago suburb.
So, Richard, if you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
Probably avant-garde, serious, classical.
Classical, really?
Yeah, I've done some of that as well.
Okay.
I was sort of at a crossroads between writing that sort of music and writing songs. It was a little bit beyond my skill level. I couldn't play the music, for example.
But you were composing it.
Yeah, but I was composing it.
That's great. You know what? You should send me some of your earlier music. I'd really like to have a listen. We might even play
sure.
it on the show.
We're putting some of it up on probably on CD Baby or on Bandcamp.
And I also heard that this song that we've been promoting on our show and everywhere, it's going to be on our the Independent Number Ones compilation that I produce.
Yes, very excited about that.
It's going to get into different markets that you haven't been into, for sure.
I'm hoping, yeah. It's very exciting.
Cool. And what kind of genre you just can't listen to?
Bad Christian rock.
And what hidden talents do you have, Richard? Aside from being a physician, a healer.
I used to do a lot of neuroscience research.
Oh, wow. I dated a research scientist once.
I'm sure I would have remembered dating. That was a big part of what I did, actually. When I was trying to establish my career, I sort of left music for a while and just did that.
For musicians nowadays, I think every independent musician needs to have a job to really support his music, because that's the only way to make a living.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
And I don't, I mean, most American writers, not necessarily musicians,
yeah.
that's more of a 20th century thing. But yeah. Before that, people that were writers,
yeah.
You know, novels, Mark Twain, you know, these people were all journalists. They worked for newspapers.
Correct.
They worked
yeah.
for people. I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with working. And of course, the other old artist model was, you know, you'd get patrons. You know, you get some rich guy.
Correct.
That wanted to support your work. I have the luxury mm-hmm. of not having to try to use what I make in music to support myself in any meaningful way. Not that I ever could,
yeah.
but I also have to. So but, I can sing what I want. I can write about what I want.
True. But as a performer, because you're not just a songwriter, you're also a performer.
Yes,
and nowadays, good performers, which is a good thing, there are so many artists, and then the really good ones, you know, they make it because people can see the quality. So if you're a good performer, you can actually make a good living, you know, nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, I have nothing against that. I have lots of friends of mine that
yeah.
make their living as musicians. I have enormous respect for that. What Pete Seeger used to say, sort of like, you know, if the song, you know, people are just singing about whatever they do, if it ends up on the jukebox and lots of people hear it, that's great. More people here.
Yeah.
Actually, my goal is to have my music heard.
Excellent.
And that's why I'm so grateful to your station for playing this song.
Hey, and it's not just our station. You're on a commercial playlist as well, which goes to thousands of stations. So that's great
that's
for you.
That's great. I hope that more power to it.
More power to it. And what's coming up in the near future?
Well, there's two records.
Oh, wow. Really, okay.
One in the early part of the fall. You know, acoustic rock kind of a.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then the second one, which is probably more the singer songwritery, but later in the fall.
So, Richard, it was great having you on the show. And before you go, can you plug in your website and Facebook and Twitter so that fans can, you know, check you out?
The easiest way to find me is at my website, which is www.rockinkmusic.com. And you can sort of link from there to all of the various places like Reverb Nation. You can also find things on Facebook, where the Facebook page is Rockin' K Music.
I'll also put this on the show notes for the podcast version of the show, so
sure.
fans can, you know, check that out. We probably can't put it on the main radio show, which goes out, but on
That's
the podcast true. Version, people can, you know, go to the link and check it out.
That sounds great.
Great, Richard, thank you for being on the show, and hope to see you back on the show very soon with your new CD.
Thank you, I can't wait.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
I got tired of cleaning up all of our problems, but it was love or jealous love. Yes, I want it.
I still want no wasted love. I still want no wasted love.
I want what you got, don't tell me that I've gone to face it.
turned up, wasted as folk. Like I hate you, love, I don't need your love. It ain't fit for us. When you call, I ain't picking up. I don't give a fuck, but that's just a bluff. Had to answer when you hit me up. I gave what's up, you know I can't get enough. It's like a drug, I'm hooked to you.
We'll fall so hard tomorrow morning, but I still want all your wasted love, all your wasted
you'll be